Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:45, quarter till 9. I'm working out on Friday evening, have the TV on, looking at Channel 4, and I see Mike Pearlstein's report, and the report got my attention. But then when he came on the set and started to explain what it means, it really got my attention. And with that, we welcome in Mike Pearlstein, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter, to talk about what's going on at the Orleans Justice Center. How you doing, Mike?
Very good. Good to see you, Tommy.
Nice to have you with us. Tell me what's going on there, because, again, the story got my attention, but then when I got to think of the implications, that really got my attention. Go ahead.
Well, this is really a matter of you can look at the glass half full or half empty, and I guess half empty was this potential escape, and it was a breach that was almost completed. It could have led to an escape of untold number of inmates on that particular tier, because what I got from multiple sources was that a very large metal plate that is in the recreation area, it's a little area off to the side where they can play basketball, but it leads directly to the outside, and there are some 40 screws connecting a large plate. It's like 20 by 20 feet. It covers a wall.
I just want to slow you down a little bit. 20 by 20 feet, it's a metal plate that covers the wall, right? And you're talking about how many screws?
Covers the wall. And it's there for security to make certain that there is no breach through that particular wall.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they have these very long security screws that can only be removed with a special tool. I was told 40 of them secure the plate to the wall. And they were one or two screws away from removing all of the screws from this plate. If they complete that, then it's nothing but daylight between a tier of some 40 inmates and freedom.
So you're not doing this with a bar of soap, are you, Mike?
No, you know, that is one of the things that was, even though they caught it, and that's the glass half full, is that they caught this before there was any escape, before the plate was removed. They did a lockdown. The concerning part is that it did take some kind of a tool, probably some kind of battery-operated, like kind of security wrench. Sometimes you can do it from the other side of the wall with a maul, but at any rate, it was a major tool that they have yet to recover. They don't have camera footage showing who was, you know, tampering with this plate. So they're a little bit at a loss right now. It's under investigation, of course, but they're at a loss as to who came this close, got their access to a tool, and could have led to a yet another catastrophic jailbreak of untold number of inmates if they'd have gotten that. Now, to be fair, if they get to the plate and, you know, out to the outside, they still have to get over a fence that has razor wire. But we saw from the last mass escape on May 16th, that didn't pose that much of a problem once they got outside of the building. So this was kept a little quiet. I did get a confirmation from the sheriff's office on Friday that they're calling it a attempted breach. But it's under investigation, and once again, it just highlights some of the high stakes that we have going on with that sheriff's office and jail.
So you talk about a maul from the outside, which for people that don't know is kind of like a sledgehammer or an axe combined, which would make a tremendous amount of noise. Inside, I can't believe that from what you're describing to me, they could have done this without making a tremendous amount of noise 38 times or however, 36 times, however many screws they got out.
Right.
And this is not just a regular deck screw that you're talking about, right?
Correct. It requires kind of a specialized tool known as a security wrench. And the screws themselves are called security screws. Mm-hmm. You know, they're meant for secure institutions such as a jail, that you can't just take a regular screwdriver, you know, or pound that thing out. So a lot of concern. You know, one of the things that is under investigation from the May 16th jail escape are, you know, what tools were involved, because there they cut through some, you know, some pipe, some plumbing pipe, as well as some rebar, which also would have required a tool.
And made one hell of a lot of noise.
And yes, and so there, the questions there from May 16th are the same as the questions from this escape, which happened sometime in the early part of last week before they caught it, which is, did they get help from the inside, which would be the guards, the deputies, as well as who might have been helping on the outside, and how did they get this would have been contraband, this kind of electric device, in the case of the May 16th.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Escape some kind of circular saw. How did it get in? So there's still some holes to be plugged. It's under a massive investigation by the Attorney General's office, and here they have yet another potential breach, as they called it, to investigate.
And what about video of this? Then none of this is under video surveillance?
It's my understanding that while the floor of the tier and the outside of the jail cells are on video, this area of the rec yard, the far wall, is not covered by a security camera. So you can see like who exits and enters the rec area, but that wall itself, where they might have been working on a plate, not on camera. So that's unfortunate.
Mike, I just realized you're retiring. What are you going to do now?
Well, you know, first I'm going to take a little vacation out to California and see some of my family. But for your loyal listeners, I'm going to keep my hand in the just unbelievable, you know, stories and things that go on here in this great city. So I'll be on special reports and on a freelance basis as soon as I get back. You know, there's nothing like New Orleans when it comes to, let's just say, the stories here and all of the crazy activity does make this one of the great news towns. So I'll find ways to keep my hand in it.
I'm a big fan. I appreciate your work always have. I got to ask you this. Have they found the tool or anything that they – no tool's been confiscated as far as this goes?
Right. So that's the confounding part, and it really puts the investigation pretty much at square one. They have not recovered a tool, and they haven't – the portion that they would need to see who is responsible, not caught on video. So they did a lockdown. They always interrogate, the inmates to see if somebody will, cough up how this happened.
And the part, the wall that leads to the exterior and the exercise yard is not under video surveillance. That's what you told me, right?
That one side, that back wall with plate apparently was not.
Wow. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a good time in California.
Always.
Mike Pearlstein.
Thank you.
Pleasure as always. WWL Louisiana investigative reporter, 954 back in a flash, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.